Stella, that is from System First.
Hi, this is Stella. I'm calling from Family First Home Care. Is this Danya Brown?
Yes, Stella from Family First. Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm good. So I have on the line a member, Sharon Perry.
Yes.
Yeah. Sharon, are you on the line?
Yes.
Oh, hi. So Sharon had reached out that you would like to switch home care agency. I would like to check if you can send over authorization to us within a week.
I have two aides, Stella. I have two aides. One, I'm gonna put with Family First. One, the other one I want to keep as it is.
Hold on, Sharon. What I need to figure out is what aid are you switching? Because that determines what hours are you transferring over, so I can know how am I making this authorization.
Jonathan.
Shifting Jonathan over. So just that 14 hours?
Huh?
Just switching him over 14 hours, or are you giving him more hours? How are you doing it?
I thought you said he could get the 29 hours if we go with another agency. That's what you told me.
No. If he gets 29 hours, it's fine. You got 98 hours. It's just a matter of how you want to divide it. So 98, okay, if you want to give him 29 out of the 98 hours, give him 29. That means you're, hold on, 98 minus the 29. So that means your son is working the 69 hours. Is you okay with that?
Yes. Okay. Well, 97. And my son, my 97 hours.
No, you get 98. You get 98 hours.
Okay, so I want Samaj to do the 70 hours and Jonathan to do the rest.
98 minus the 70. So you want him to do 28. So, okay. That's how you want to do it. So you want him to have 28 hours a week, right? That's a week.
Yes.
Okay. And then did you know what days you want him to do it? Is it certain days, or are you dividing that up by seven? Like, how are you doing it? Because you're doing it seven days a week.
I'm going to divide it up by seven.
Okay, so that means he gets 4 hours a day. You okay with that, right, Jonathan?
Yes.
Okay, so he'll be getting 4 hours a day. Okay, and that's with the Family First. Okay, all right, yeah, I can work on. As you can hear, I'm driving now. I'm on my way to see a client. Let me just see. I'm gonna try to see if I can get the lady's information so I can know where I'm sending this authorization. To make sure I get the provider ID. One second. I'm trying to see if I can put in a request today. Oh, wait, wrong way. Hold on. One second. Give me a second.
Maybe do you think this is one of the services for now? Or this might make things easier.
And if he's already registered and signed on, like he'll be ready to start in that week, ma'am?
We need like a few days until he gets fully set up. I would give it a week until next week Friday.
So next Friday, start date for next Friday.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Let me see. Hold on. Let me go to Ms. Perry. Provide. provider ID. Okay, I'm ready.
So that's 3078.
2894. 2894. 3078 2894, right?
Correct.
Okay. And is it a specific address? Because I know sometimes, I don't know what your agency is, but I know sometimes.
I don't think, no. There's no specific address.
Okay, gotcha. Once I settle back into office, and I was gonna put it in today, sometime today. Okay, I just got a call. I gotta just speak to your current agency too, Miss Terry, to let them know. Okay, because he don't want to, unless I tell them that I spoke with the new agency and then the current agency, so it won't be no confusion. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much, Diana. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you. All right.